Okay, here are the signings, the re-signings this morning. The Astros re-signing Alex Bregman to a $100 million deal. They also re-sign one of their key relievers, Ryan Presley. Who is the next Houston athlete who needs to be locked up to a multi-year contract? Any sports?
You know what? The ballsy move here, Mike. It's easy to sign a youngster like Alex Bregman to a five-year extension. Justin Verlander. Do you have the cojones to lock a guy up through his 42nd year? That's what I say. I say Justin Verlander. And what realistically, what's the over-under on like Justin Verlander's last impressive year?
What's the over-under yeah. in terms of his age?
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's 40. That's the over-under. He's gonna be one of these rare guys.
Really?
Like a Nolan Ryan or whatnot.
He's 36 right now.
Yeah, he's got four more years left in him.
I'm gonna say 38.
Okay.
We've already heard him talk about, and we played it on this show, how he wants to be someone that is pitching well into his 40s. I think he will be able to do it. I think he will be the Tom Brady of baseball. Guess what? Dating a supermodel. Married to a supermodel. So he's got that going for him. Adds a little elixir to his life. I feel like Verlander actually is someone who should be getting another contract from the Houston Astros.
Wait a second, though. Kate Upton is not she's not technically a supermodel, I don't think, is she? Doesn't a supermodel have to be like a runway model?
Big enough name.
Whereas Kate Upton is like, I'm not diminishing her attractiveness, but I think she's different. She's like a swimsuit model, which is different than a supermodel.
Seth is really defining the term of art here.
I grew up in the age of supermodels, like when the term was first coined.
We did not.
In the early 90s, like that was a big deal. Like all of a sudden supermodel was a thing. So I don't know. I might be completely wrong on this. That's my hunch on it. I'm not saying one's better than the other. I just think there's a distinction.
I think that if there is a distinction, I think Meltzer would be saying that not only is Catherine Webb, new part of the Houston Texans, my kind of gal, but also you'd be saying the same thing about Gisele Bündchen, and you wouldn't necessarily be saying that about Kate Upton.
That is an excellent analysis. Yeah. That is well, I cannot
we
add
We know
anything.
Each other.
Yes, we do. I cannot add anything to that analysis. Great job.
So, all right, if we're going to go the route of comparing Justin Verlander to Tom Brady, the biggest thing you'd have to go to is, all right, how much do they pay attention to their physical routine? And we've actually learned more through Alex Bregman about just how strict Justin Verlander is with his sleep schedule, with all these things. And you know about his preparation. Like, everybody's gushed about the effect he's had on all the other pitchers and their preparation, just watching his routine. I would be really, really surprised if Verlander isn't good for at least three more years.
Here's where I disagree with you guys. The next guy for the Astros to be signed is not Verlander. It is not Correa. It is not Springer. The next guy they have to sign is Gerrit Cole.
Oh, okay.
Because of his youth and his importance to the pitching staff, whereas they have at least now two of the core hitters locked up in Altuve and Bregman.
I want another great year out of him. I think coming over from the National League to the American League definitely helped him out at first last season because he was awesome to open up the year. But I would like to see another year out of him before I feel comfortable doing that. I still feel comfortable giving Justin Verlander an extension right now despite his age.
Okay, so
the problem with Cole is that he's a free agent. So I mean, it's...
right. He could play himself into a ginormous contract.
Right.
I would just like to see a little bit more dominance from Gerrit Cole. I'm sure that he actually will provide said dominance. He's going to have to, given the way that the rotation is lined up.
He's going to cost more than Bregman costs, and he's going to cost, I think, possibly more than even Altuve. Like with Cole, I think you're looking at $150 million, $180 million. I don't just throwing these figures, but he's going to be a true free agent. He's 28 years old. He has a big track record.
And you're saying who do you want to lock up right now? You're saying you want to lock him up this moment before he hits free agency.
I'm saying he's the next guy.
You'd have to throw a bunch of money at him that money, like given the way baseball teams look at, boy, it's hard with pitchers right now though. You don't know what free agency is going to do for a pitcher. So a bad year out of him might actually really hurt his value. He's got to be sitting there looking at, Gerrit Cole's got to be sitting there looking at Dallas Keuchel and thinking, wow, you go from Cy Young to, a subpar season or two, and all of a sudden you're sitting out there in free agency forever. If the Astros threw a nice looking contract at him right this moment, would we be more willing to take something right now than maybe a guy in a similar situation two or three years ago would have taken?
Yes.
Just because of the nature of free agency.
Now, he's probably thinking to himself, hey, I'm the former number one overall pick. I'm somebody who has great velocity. I have great stuff. Dallas Keuchel, not the same kind of pitcher.
Right.
So I'm going to probably bet on myself more. and now I've gotten myself, and Dallas Keuchel had the advantage of being in this organization his whole career, whereas Gerrit Cole was going from not a great organization to the Astros, where they have started to maximize what he can be.
You know, like scouting, it's the same way in any sport. When scouts already have like a really good grade on somebody and they've been on their radar for a long time, then they're more likely to get rewarded for those physical tools. Where, like, as Paul pointed out, Keuchel is more of a crafty dude, and when that craftiness starts to slip a little bit and you don't have all those other physical skills to back it up, people start to question that. Like, how much am I going to pay that?
Only takes a little bit of velocity. So we're talking about the next big Houston sports contract in the wake of Alex Bregman getting an $100 million extension to stay with the Houston Astros. So, Seth, you nominated Justin Verlander. Mike, you nominated Gerrit Cole.
And real quick, my big one, though, as far as Houston sports, Clowney.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yes.
Okay.
That doesn't count.
Why not? Well, why?
I don't know, because we're talking about guys. I thought we were talking about guys that you're going to re-up before they become free agents.
This is just any guy who's on a Houston team.
Oh, all right.
This could include DJ Reader, yeah. Nick Martin, Daniel House.
Clowney's not even under contract. I thought we were at least limited to people who were under contract.
You know what
Clowney, it's a given that you have to get him back in. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
What do you think? So you think Clowney more than Gerrit Cole then?
Yes.
Clowney's.
Yes.
Is Gerrit Cole, okay, for winning a championship, who's more valuable, Gerrit Cole or Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, the Astros are closer, so I guess I would say Gerrit Cole, mm-hmm. because he's also a pitcher. But I think they're about equal in importance.
That's the pitcher has the, even on a short playoff rotation, there's only so much you can do for your team. Okay, I'd actually give, though the Astros are way closer, I'd give Clowney the edge on, like, if they were to win a championship hypothetically, Clowney would have a bigger influence on the Texans.
If I'm forced to give an answer, I will say that Clowney is more important because of how disruptive he can be. He was their best player in the Week 16 game against Philadelphia.
Wow, a couple of fat cats, they want the rich to continue to get paid. Well, as a man of the people, I am going to nominate Daniel House of the Houston Rockets, who was criminally underpaid, who actually had to play in the G League for 2 months this season for reasons that honestly still confuse me. The NBA's two-way contract system is bogus in my book. Think about this, guys. He's averaged 25.3 minutes a game this season and 9.6 points a game this season, and he was randomly just missing for a month. 2 months! Guess what? Over that stretch of games that he missed, 2 months, the Rockets lost 5 games by less than 9.6 points per game. Coincidentally, guess how many points per game Daniel House averages? 9.6 points per game. Furthermore, the Rockets would have home court advantage in the Western Conference if Daniel House was playing, and they'd have a more rested James Harden. Boom! Daniel House, give him the contract.
Daniel House, the next guy to be signed. Well, they would have to pony up some money, either mid-level exception or dip into their luxury tax.
Tough to do for the Rockets these days, apparently.
It might be tough to do for Tillman Fertitta. I think that's a totally fair one. I mean, Daniel House, you know, he is 25, so this is not like a 21 or 22-year-old rookie we're talking about here. And he's technically in his second season. But yes, this is somebody who, if he keeps playing like this, you want to keep him moving forward for the Rockets.
And he just adds a whole completely, it's a different basketball team with him out there. It feels, the Daniel House, the phenomenon where just this one player, a player from the G League, changes the dynamic of what you can do on the floor and how you can spread things out, and because he can shoot threes. It changes. It's a different playoff team. In some ways, you could argue more potent offensively than what you put on the floor versus the Warriors last year in the playoffs.
Remember Troy Daniels a few years back? It feels like a more reliable version of that. Gerald Green right now. He's a more reliable version of that.
He's a more complete basketball player than Trevor Daniels.
Although
Trevor Daniels.
Did I say Trevor? I forgot.
No. You said I've got Trevor Daniels stuck in my head.
Gotcha. Okay.
The problem with Troy Daniels was that I was disappointed even when he shot like 80% from the 3-point line. I felt like it was a disappointment any time he ever missed a three.
Since that was his specialty. He needed to hit every single three.
It seems like his first few games for the Rockets, he didn't miss a single three, and then everything after that was a letdown.
All downhill.
Like, oh, he only shot 55% from the 3-point line. Yeah. Got to be better than that. That's your specialty.
He's such a reliable shooter. And I'm surprised that it has lasted this long. You would think that maybe he would cool off a little bit. Hopefully he doesn't cool off before the playoffs. And I mean, shoot, even going to the G League for a couple of months, you would think, all right, well, there's a little bit of a feeling out process when he comes back. Last night he hits six threes.
I do wonder if the 3-point shooting is sustainable in the playoffs, but the dude has been impressive. Well, here's how you judge it. When you watch this team play, And the important thing is, all right, what's the playoff rotation going to look like? And when you get to the postseason, who can actually be on the court without murdering you on either offense or defense? He fits. He is somebody who will play minutes in the playoffs. Absolutely.
This is all that matters, Mike. It's one more guy where you feel like, okay, could they possibly go 27 straight missed threes again? Could that possibly happen? Nope, not with Daniel House on the floor. I need as many guys as possible that can never allow that to happen again. As long as I've got that emblazoned on my soul until the Rockets win a championship. And he helps prevent that possibility.
Let's put a bow on this. Astros re-sign Alex Bregman. We're discussing the next Houston athlete, any of the major sports. Who need to be locked up to a long-term deal? I say Jadeveon Clowney. Seth says Justin Verlander. Paul, and you say Daniel House?
Yeah, baby.
Daniel House.
Justin Verlander should be here for another 10 years.
Well, I mean,
I
wish he was 26.
You're a damn pessimist is what you are.
Headlines.
You know what? You're an ageist. You're a noted ageist. And I've said this for a long time.
That's true. Okay. That's true. I acknowledge that.